Support for this podcast is made possible in part by Half Moon Outfitters, South Carolina's outdoor retailer, offering clothing from Patagonia, Vuori, Free Fly Apparel, Johnny O, Howler Brothers, and others, plus footwear by Chaco, On Running, Hoka, Birkenstock, and more. For information, halfmoonoutfitters.com.
And Botany Bay Eco Tours of Edisto Island and the Ace Basin, combining cultural history with natural history. Offering Gullah tours every Thursday with Miss Sarah Burnell sharing her stories of growing up Gullah. Online at botanybayecotours.com.
Hi, this is Rudy Mann from USC for Nature Notes. Sally Rossman, James Island, was visiting Kaw-Kaw. What a neat area there. And found a small frog. I mean, it would fit on the thumbnail of most people's hands, and not much bigger than that. Turns out, after she sent me the picture, it was easy, southern cricket frog. And this was an adult. They don't get very large at all. This one had a really pointed nose, which is typical, and a dark triangular shape marking between the eyes. We've got a northern cricket frog, too, but it's not down there in the lower part of the state. They feed on small insects and spiders, and really the call sounds like maybe you've got two stones together and are bumping them into each other and making a clicking sound. That's what their call sounds like.